Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of God's promise to Abraham.
Throughout the Bible, God makes special promises to his people. Let's listen to this story about two people who kept waiting for an answer to prayer.
Sarah! Sarah! Sarah, where are you?
Abraham, I'm right here. What's so important? You nearly hurt yourself running in here.
Hurry! Get three large measures of your best flour. Knead it into dough and bake some bread.
I know you like my bread, but why so much? Are you that hungry?
No, no, not for me. For our visitors.
Visitors?
Yes, three men. Special men.
Really?
I was sitting outside and out of nowhere, three men were suddenly standing there. I ran to meet them and bowed to the ground. I said, "My Lord, if it pleases you, stop here for a while.
Yes.
Rest in the shade while my servants bring water to wash your feet. Then, let me prepare some food to refresh you before you continue on your journey."
I'll start the bread right away.
Good. I will have a servant prepare a calf. Thank you, Sarah.
The men must be finished with their meal. I hear them talking outside.
Abraham, where is Sarah, your wife?
They're talking about me.
Yes, where is Sarah?
Sarah is inside the tent.
I will return to you about this time next year, and your wife Sarah will have a son.
A son? How could a worn-out woman like me have a child, especially when my husband is also so old?
Why did Sarah laugh?
They know I laughed.
Why did Sarah say, "Can an old woman like me have a baby?"
How did they hear?
Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son.
I didn't laugh.
No, you did laugh.
Who were those men?
Sarah, we have been visited by the Lord.
I was so afraid, Abraham.
Well, if it makes you feel a little better, so was I.
Do you think what they told us will really happen?
If I've learned anything in all my years, it's to trust the Lord to bring to pass what he says he will do.
But we are so old.
The Lord will make a way, Sarah. We must trust him. Why, if I hadn't, we'd never have left our homeland those many years ago.
I remember those times.
So do I. Like it was yesterday.
Abram?
Who calls me?
Abram.
Yes, Lord. Your servant is listening.
Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you.
Yes, Lord.
I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you.
God told me then that my children will be more in number than the stars in the sky.
I know, but I would be happy with just one child, Abraham. Look at our son, Abraham. He's so beautiful.
Isaac is the blessing of God's promise, and it makes me happy to see that he brings you laughter.
Yes, God is so good.
Sarah?
What is it?
How is our supply of flour?
We always have plenty of flour. Why do you ask now?
Those men will be returning soon, just as they promised when they told us we'd have a son. We'll need to prepare an even better meal than last time.
Yes, and we will.
Through Sarah and Abraham, all peoples on earth have been blessed. Jesus was one of their descendants, and he came to earth to save all people from their sin. If you'd like to read more stories about Sarah, Abraham, and their descendants, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, check out the book of Genesis in the Old Testament.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.